Matura Skills, Basic 3. Exercise 2, page 176. Recording 1.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like to return this dress, please. I washed it once, and now it doesn't fit.
Did you follow the washing instructions on the label?
Yes, of course. I washed it with whites at 30 degrees, but now it's so tight that I can't even do the zip up.
I'm terribly sorry about that, but I'm afraid I can't give you a refund as the item was bought during the sale. I can only give you a replacement.
That's okay. I just hope the same thing doesn't happen to the new one.
Recording 2.
Are you interested in going to the cinema later, Paul? There's a new comedy showing that my brother really loved.
Sorry, Stan, but I can't. I've been asked to stay late today. Mr. Young wasn't happy with the report and wants me to rewrite it.
Really? But that's twice this week that you've had to stay late.
It's really annoying. Sometimes I feel like a secondary school student who has to stay behind for being naughty in class.
I know what you mean. He treats me that way too. But there's nothing we can do about it, I guess.
Recording 3.
Are you a dedicated tennis fan? Well, Bounce might be just what you're looking for. Bounce is a new magazine that includes articles on all your favorite tennis stars from around the globe. But that's not all. We also give you tips on how to improve your game from professional coaches. And to celebrate our first issue, each copy of Bounce comes with 3 free tennis balls. So, visit a newsagent's today and pick up your copy of Bounce.
Recording 4.
Hi, Callum. What are you doing here? I thought you had planned to go to the cinema this afternoon.
No, Megan. I'm going to the cinema tomorrow. Today I went to the mall to buy some new clothes.
Really? Did you find any good deals?
I didn't buy anything, actually. Everything was too expensive for me. I had the money, but everything I liked seemed really overpriced.
Well, the quality mightn't be as good here, but you'll definitely get value for money.
That's what I thought. Some people would never imagine buying clothes at the market, but it doesn't bother me at all.
Recording 5.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to let you know about something I read on the internet earlier. A hotel in northern Crete, 5 kilometres outside the city of Harnia, is offering 20% off all bookings for today only. The hotel sounds wonderful. It's situated just 50 metres from a beach, and guests can also access a private pool where there's a bar that serves drinks and snacks. I've already booked a hotel in Spain for my holiday, but if I were you, I wouldn't miss out on this deal.
Recording 6.
In the UK, it is estimated that over 4 million women and 3 million men are affected by omniomania, and similar figures exist worldwide. Omniomania is the scientific name for a condition that causes people to shop uncontrollably. Everyone's heard of the word shopaholic, but very few people realise that omniomania is a very serious condition that can ruin a person's life. Omniomania can cause sufferers to spend outrageous amounts of cash that they don't have, often on products they have absolutely no need for. Experts say that this worldwide problem is caused by the advertising industry and how it encourages people to become extreme consumers.